This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A state hotline for students to report potential school threats or violence saw a drop in calls last school year. The Safe to Tell line received more than 20,000 anonymous tips, a 7% decrease from the year before. Calls related to suicide threats were the most common, followed by reports of drugs and bullying. Tips started dropping last March as schools went to online learning. Denver is closing the Pepsi Center coronavirus testing site tomorrow. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports.
City officials want residents in need of a test to use the site before it closes, and they're really encouraging college students who study in Denver to get tested too. That's as the number of COVID-19 cases among that age group increases. Moving forward, Denver will shift its focus to community-based sites. They will offer free coronavirus tests around the city in an effort to reach underserved areas. That includes sites at schools in the Montbello and Westford neighborhoods and at a park in West Colfax. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Extended outdoor dining areas will be allowed through October of next year in Denver County. The extra outdoor seating is helping restaurants cope with indoor capacity constraints. Neighborhoods can request a public hearing to address noise and other concerns. And Senator Cory Gardner will vote to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. The Durango Herald reports Gardner says she is well qualified. Meanwhile, Senator Michael Bennett is opposed to her nomination. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.